offensive line's about. So, you know, that's just, you know, the nature of our business and the nature of our profession on the offensive line.
What were your expectations coming into camp this year?
When I first came into camp, coach told me that I'd be able to write my own role. And, you know, that's all you can ask for as a player is to have the best opportunity and the best possible chance to make the team.
What is this like for you, you know, having come the path that you have, practice squads, a couple different places,
yeah.
Coming in here, kind of, you know, an undrafted guy?
You know. It's unbelievable, you know. Like I said, all you can ask for is an opportunity. And, you know, my journey's been long. I've gone through a lot. And to get here and get an opportunity to play and get on the team, and that's all you can ask for. So it's a dream come true.
I'm guessing this is the highest point. What was the lowest point going through?
I think getting any time you get cut is a low point, and I've experienced that 1, 2, 3, 4 times. So it's a long journey and a long road, and you know, I just kept pushing and kept going, and you know, eventually got here to this opportunity.
What do you lean on here for your I hope your learning curve?
I talk to Russ a lot. I talk to Coop a lot. Those are our older guys on the team that are on the O-line that, you know, been here for a while, been in the game for a while. I mean, Russ has 2 Super Bowl rings, and he's been playing for a long time. So I lean on them a lot and talk to them a lot. And, you know, their experience has greatly helped me a lot.
Here we go again, opening week in the NFL season.
Opening week again, here it is.
What are the Jaguars present? You know, they drafted that kid out of Alabama.
Yeah, well, they're a great team, a very talented defense, and we look forward to that game.
I know he started the conversation asking about it, but about the cohesion part of it, I mean, are you happy with where you guys are? Are you concerned about it? How do you feel about it? You know, Ryan just coming back, you're putting in the starting lineup, and JD new, and, you know, maybe Ryan being out this week.
Well, training camp is – that's what training camp is built for, because in training camp, you know, you – every day changes. So, so far as cohesion, we're not worried about that at all. And our communication is really good. And, you know, we have a good group of guys and we like to hang out. And, you know, we're a pretty close group. So training camp is, you know, built for that, to, you know, get you through those tough parts, you know, where anything might happen. And obviously we had a really good training camp. And, you know, so I think we'll be okay.
At what point did you think you had a legit shot to start?
Like I said, when they asked me after the Vikings game, you know, I'm just a player, and that's my job. And, you know, coach says you're going to do this, you're going to do that, and that's what I'm going to do. So I leave that, you know, those decisions up to the head coach, and I just tried to play as hard as I could. And then until it was announced, you know, it was news to me, just like you guys. So,
why do you think it's taking you so long to get to this point? I mean, you talked about being cut 4 times. I mean, do you think you weren't a fit for the places you were?
Well, in the NFL, it's all about opportunity. You know what I mean? And sometimes timing and being in the right place at the right time. And I think that, you know, when I came here, you know, coach made it very clear that, you know, he doesn't care who you are or, you know, where you're from. You know, if you earn the spot, you're gonna earn the spot, and that's you know, how he, that's the type of coach he is, and that's all you can ask for as a player.
Have you been told if you're gonna start Sunday?
I'm assuming so. I haven't been told directly, but I'm assuming so. No. Yes, sir.
What's the biggest difference between you know, getting ready for a preseason game and now this week getting ready?
Well, it's the real deal now. So you know, you have to. Your focus has to be that much more, you know, on point. You, obviously, these games are serious. They count on your record. And, you know, the most important game is the first game. So that's how we're attacking it.